Welcome back to That 590 Show. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kimner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, have a wide inventory of both, and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. I don't know if you saw this, Rock. We'll get to Jim's phone call here in a second. And well, I wanted to talk about Tom Brady, but this Antonio Cromartie's Schmeichel could not be stopped. I'm telling you, man, he is expecting kid number 14.
And that's what everyone...
And he's had a vasectomy, allegedly. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's had one.
Because here's the problem. When you start telling me things like he's about to have his fourth kid post-vasectomy, I'm just going to tell you right now, someone somewhere in the world is not telling the truth about something. Whether it's the doctor, whether it's the wife of Antonio Cromartie, whether it's Antonio Cromartie himself in conjunction with the doctor. I'm just saying right now, I don't know who it is. I'm not sure what the whole web is. People are lying.
Let's say Antonio Cromartie is telling the truth, and he did have a vasectomy. Whatever this doctor is, he needs to be discharged and have his medical license removed. Because apparently he cannot do this at all. If you've had a vasectomy done by the same doctor as Antonio Cromartie's, you better get your money back before you go knock up some girl.
This is why you need to watch more sitcom post-2004. See, this is a reoccurring theme now, don't you understand? This is a reoccurring theme in sitcoms nowadays. And they will tell you...
Do people have vasectomies and knock people up?
Apparently.
This is something you see in sitcoms.
Apparently the percentage level of a vasectomy taking completely is not 100%.
I understand that, but still... This is kid number four, post-vasectomy. Vasectomy.
Yeah, but if he had the first one, maybe he should have gone to the doctor and got the vasectomy fixed. Yes. I don't think he did that. And again, my bigger argument is that Antonio Cromartie is lying.
All jokes aside, what is he going to do? Because last I heard, he has not signed with an NFL team.
He's got 14 kids.
He's got 14 kids.
Out here running this like it's the 13th century. This is ridiculous.
Look up what his net worth is. How much you want to bet it's under $30 million?
Oh, I mean, he's had trouble. There's been a lot of famous stories about him not having money to pay child support on some of these kids.
And now he's got another kid coming that he can't take care of.
Yup.
This is ridiculous.
At least this is his fourth with the same woman? This is his sixth with the same woman.
I mean, should we give him credit for that?
Hey, yeah. Yes, I say we should. Progress where progress is being made, Mr. Berger. Let's put it this way. He could have kept on going the Travis Henry route. But he settled down, Matt Berger.
That's true.
He settled down, found a nice woman for kids 7 through 14.
So he's still kind of uneven kids as far as 14. With the same woman and with different ones.
Kids 7? Think about that. He has to break his kids up by their mother with a phrase like, well, this one is the mom of kids 7 through 14.
Well, I remember that Hard Knocks where he had trouble remembering the names of the kids. And he was like, my baby girl, she's 3. My princess, she's 3. My other baby girl, she's 3. It's like, you were really busy around that time of the year.
2011 was a good year for Cromartie.
You had a really good year, dude.
Picked off Peyton 3 times in one game, and that night, boom, boom, boom.
I'm telling you what, he celebrated.
Three picks.
He celebrated. What's up, Giamatti?
His net worth of $4 million.
Four? Oh, my God.
That's it. That was listed in 2012, though.
He's close to broke.
That's not good. You better get yourself a studio job. You better get yourself
find
a studio
yourself
job.
That NFL
quick.
Network job fast. I don't know. Maybe Maurice Jones-Drew needs somebody to play Madden against. I'm not sure. But yeah, figure that one out.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim is joining us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good evening, everybody. How are we doing this evening?
A lot better than Antonio Cromartie. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, when I smell Antonio, I either smell on the Bravo channel or the E channel cable series about my life and my 17 kids.
Jim's thinking. You need to be his agent, but I think he's going to need more than just that revenue stream. He's going to need several things. What's up, Giamatti?
It's 32 million. Apologies.
32 million. Okay, so that's better than four.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good start for him, guys.
Yeah.
But my comment through this real quick, two things. Number one is this. this John Lester comment about the slide in the second base and everything else like that. Here's what I have to say about John Lester. Number one is this. This is from a guy who can't throw to first base. So he's talking about how the game is to be played and how the game is to be played. I don't get how a guy like that can open his mouth when he can't even throw to first base from off the stretch. That guy cracks me up. And my other thing to this, may have you talked to your buddy Vinny in Southern California lately?
I have not talked to Vinny lately. I need to get him back on the show, though. Maybe when the Cardinals play the Dodgers, we'll have Vinny on.
Okay, because it's interesting to see, too, that we're going to have that trial here of the, Stan Kroenke and his leaving the city of St. Louis like he did. And the other thing, when you talk to Vinny, tell him, again, I personally say thank you. And tell him to sell Artie Moreno, I say thank you again because Albert Pujols is hitting under 240 and he didn't even play yesterday. Hang up, list your comments. Great show as always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jim. Albert Pujols, he's had some decent years where the power numbers have been there, but the average has not. But, I mean, we saw the average declining when he was here. And, I mean, that's almost kind of be expected, too, of someone who's a power hitter. And I'm not sure how many more games he's probably DH than he has played first base. I think, though, that if Albert Pujols, if the Angels were to ever come to St. Louis and play, and I don't think they're scheduled to do that until, like, 2020, like the last year of his contract, Albert Pujols is going to get a standing ovation from Cardinal Nation.
Yes, the only time that Albert Pujols would not have gotten a standing ovation, I would probably say, was the first 3 years he was in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
I would say after that fourth year, it might have been, the animosity might have been longer if he hadn't have sucked year one.
Yes.
The fact that he
and they would have gone on and won the World Series, oh my God, they would still hate him.
The fact that he was so off those first 2 years, that's the funny thing is now we don't talk about him now because he sucked for so much those first year and a half, 2 years in Los Angeles. Now he's actually putting together some pretty solid seasons, and we were really not talking about it. A couple times the Post-Dispatch put out an article, hey, actually Albert Pujols has been pretty good the last 3 years because those first couple
years. He's been good, but the Angels have been bad.
He was so rough those first year and a half for the Angels, and I think that really took away some of the toughness of him walking away is that he struggled so much. And then that realization that struggle proved every point that people were saying as to why you couldn't sign him to that contract.
Absolutely. Which I never understood why the animosity towards Albert Pujols whenever he signed and went to the Angels.
I think it was because comments. I think it was when she said that.
Get over it, people.
But when she said that they felt personally disrespected by the Cardinal organization from their offer, and this particulars came out about what the offer from the Cardinals was, and it was no way in any shape or form disrespectful, that rubbed people the wrong way. I know it's stupid, but I'm saying that's what bothered people.
It's not your money, people. I don't know why you care. I love it when fans bring up contracts. When's the last time you wrote the check to the player personally? If you're that upset with the money, then quit going to the game. Quit watching it on TV.
I think it was less about the actual money and the fact that there were comments that the Cardinals organization was being disrespectful by offering $300 million. And I think that's the thing. People were mad at the money. People were mad at the fact that it was being called a disrespectful amount of money being offered.
A friend of mine does a lot of charity work for people with kids with Down syndrome, and I know that Deidre Pujols does the same thing because I know she has a child afflicted with Down syndrome as well. And he said that he talked to Deidre, and it wasn't as much the offer as it was that they felt that Matt Holliday was taken care of before Albert Pujols was, and Albert Pujols had been a Cardinal the entire time, and Matt Holliday had not been. Albert Pujols had won MVPs, Matt Holliday had not. That's where I think they felt disrespected. It wasn't as much the dollar amount as it was as who was taking care of first, Matt Holliday and not him. Regardless, we had the best years of Albert Pujols' career. The absolute best. He is still probably the best baseball player I've ever seen with my two eyes. He's right up there with Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey Jr. So why are you upset? You're upset that this player who's not having exactly a great year and a crappy contract isn't wearing a Cardinals uniform? That's what you're upset about? I'm confused. It'd be like, yeah, my girlfriend, she dumped me. And then after she dumped me, she gained like 300 pounds, and now she's in jail. And you're upset about it. Why are you upset about it? You should be thankful. Thank God I had the best years of her life. When she became a train wreck, I wasn't around. That's a win, in my opinion, not a loss.
I think there was also just an anger, the fact that I think a lot of it stemmed to the fact that he had immortality.
He did.
In his
Trust
grasp.
Me.
I mean, it was literally going to be Stan Musial, Albert Pujols, and then everybody else in this organization.
It would have been. You're right.
So he had immortality.
It would have been great
grasp.
To see.
And so I think there's a part. I'm not saying it's logical. I'm not saying it's not completely and holistically ridiculous and reeks of everything that we hate about the B-fibs. But the fact of the matter is, when you had immortality in the reach for the second best franchise in the history of baseball, and you walk away from that, there are purists, there are B-fibbers who were livid. The fact that anyone would dare snuff it and turn their nose up
they have
was insulting.
Point.
To them.
And I'm not saying they don't have a point. They have a point. But all the ones that feel that way, I want all of them to call us up right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255 and tell me the last time you turned down that kind of money to go live in Southern California.
I mean, but again, at the same time, let's be honest here. When we talk about the money, he did not take that much extra money. Because of the way taxes play out, he will, at the end of that contract, in cash money, be paid almost exactly the same from that contract as the contract he would have signed here in St. Louis. Because of taxes, when it all comes to the end, when the take-home is at the end of this 10-year contract, he will have made a pittance more in L.A. than he would have on the St. Louis contract because of taxes. So don't say the decision was completely down to money. That's ridiculous because it wasn't down to money because he has enough lawyers that they could tell him that the cash difference wasn't going to be any difference.
Let's quickly go to the Bellman Automotive phone line. And Baby O is joining us. Baby O is going to tell us how he turned down all that money and didn't move to Southern California. Isn't that right, Baby O?
I'm still waiting for the offer. I'm nice. I will go to California for half that much.
You won't go to California if you have that much. You're not going to go there and you know.
I say you go there for half that much.
Oh, for half that much.
For
I got
half
you.
That much.
Maybe you'll be honest.
I'm not greedy.
You'd go to California for a hundredth of that much.
That's right. if somebody give me a free plane ticket at $50, I'd be on the
there. We go. Yep, I'm with you. Give me that weather.
That's enough for two meals.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you're talking about how fans complain of some fans. I'll say complain about the salaries and everything. I noticed one thing. I think the fans that do a lot of complaining are the ones that don't go to the games. Because I used to go, before I lost vision in one of my eyes, I went to a lot of baseball games, and sitting in the stands, I never heard people complain about how much the players make.
But
it's always some joker calling on a talk show saying, oh, I'm not going to go to the games. They never win anyway.
Yeah, well, it's every single time someone would complain about Colton Wong, they would always bring up Colton Wong and that very hefty $5 million a year that Colton Wong's making.
And the contract.
And yeah.
You know, it's interesting. And when I was at the game, I didn't hear people complain about steroids. During the steroid era, the people that were at the games
never complained.
Care.
Nope.
They didn't care. They didn't care how much the players made. They just wanted to be entertained. It was always somebody, you know, who would write into a newspaper or call in on a radio show, well, I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money. They don't even miss your money because you never spend it.
Exactly.
Because if you notice, and I say this, and I've made this point a million times, you know, baseball and sports is driven by money. We all know that. And even during the height of the steroid era, and I'm still waiting, I'm going to ask you guys, I may have asked you that before, you name me, and I'll say any controversy, Deflategate, all this stuff, you name me one major sponsor who's ever pulled their ads because of it. And I'm not talking about some endorsement thing for some personal guy. I'm talking a major sponsor like General Motors, Ford, Anheuser-Busch. You name me one major company that ever pulled their ads from a major sporting entity because of all this controversy. Can you name one?
The only one I can think of is after Adrian Peterson, after he had been originally suspended and then brought back in, And then the Minnesota Vikings were having their press conference announcing that Adrian Peterson was going to be coming back. And the Radisson Hotel in Minneapolis was their sponsor. So you had the team owner and the head coach standing on stage talking into a microphone, and Radisson is all you saw behind him. And they were not happy with that at all because they did not like what Adrian Peterson did. And they actually pulled their ads from the Minnesota Vikings for that. And then after Adrian Peterson was placed on that commissioner's exempt lead, then they renewed their sponsorship. But if Adrian Peterson had stayed, I think the Radisson was going to keep their money away.
Okay, answer this again. I'm talking about nationally.
Nationally, the only one I know that even talked about it was Budweiser. They were the only one that even talked about it, and I have no idea how serious that got. And that was after the whole Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, and then Greg Hardy situation.
And let me tell you something. When they talked about it, and that's the thing, when they talked about it, it was a lot of talk.
Absolutely.
Anheuser-Busch got their name mentioned so many times, and they didn't have to pay a dime for it.
And if AB would have walked away, you know what? Coors would have been like, okay, well, you could take our money. Coors Light would have done it. Miller Lite would have done it. You know, Sam Adams. There would have been another official beer of the National Football League. So,
and that's the reason they didn't do it.
Exactly.
Because, let me tell you something. It's going to have to be, when I mean major, and I can't think of anything more major than some of the things that's happened, but even recently, they're going to have to do something major. Something's really going to have to major for them to actually pull those hundreds of million dollars worth of that. Can you imagine a Super Bowl without an Anheuser-Busch commercial?
No, it would have to be such a major scandal, like some kind of game fixing, one of those type things. Yeah. That's exactly what it have to be.
I think that's the only thing, and it would probably have to be owners involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that would be the only way you could get these guys.
It would have to be, it would have to be a major, major conspiracy. Baby O, we got to go. We're up against the top of the hour. We appreciate your phone call as always, sir. Have a great
night.
Right,
and the music was on time tonight.
That's
take
right. Have a great night, Baby O. Let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.
In action right now in the top of the fourth, the Astros and the Marlins, no score. In the bottom of the third, the Braves have jumped out to an early 3-1 lead over the Toronto Blue Jays. Just a few minutes away now, it's Game 7 from TD Garden, the Washington Wizards and the Boston Celtics. Game 7 for a chance to take on LeBron James and the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Speaking of Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL, Ottawa and Pittsburgh gets underway in a few minutes. The Senators trying to jump out to a very surprising 2-0 lead in that series. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking to Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.